There's a new view of America, and once you see it, you will never think of the U.S. map the same way again. It's the Real State of America Atlas, the truths and myths of the United States. For example, a map of the states sized by wealth has New Jersey larger than Ohio or Virginia, certainly bigger than the Plain States. These maps are powerful. Professor Joni Seeger, Bentley University in Boston, and Cynthia Enloe, Professor at Clark, you've created page after page of U.S. maps using all kinds of economic and social data that show just how different America is. What are some of the striking things these maps show?
One of the things, this is Joni speaking, one of the things for me that I found perhaps the most surprising when I was doing this research is the rate of poverty. 25% of the population is living in very constrained circumstances. That's a quarter of our society, which I found pretty shocking when I was doing this research.
Yeah, that's not the America that we picture.
It's absolutely not the America we picture. And but I think that it's the lived reality for many, many people in this country. And of course, as we all know, it's getting worse. Unfortunately, the news is not good on this front.
So, Joni and Cynthia, how does that skew the map of the United States in terms of poverty?
Well, the deepest poverty rates on mainland United States are in the South, which is perhaps what people would imagine by stereotype. But one of the things that we tried to do with this atlas is to make visible the territories of the United States. We kind of forget that the United States owns dozens of small territories around the world. We know the biggest ones being Guam or Puerto Rico or American Samoa, but in addition to those big territories, there are others. But we tried, it was very hard to get this data, we tried to put the territories on every map to the extent possible. And so, for example, when you look at poverty and you say, oh, the highest rates of poverty in the mainland United States are official poverty are around 23%, 24%. But in American Samoa, for example, the official rate of poverty is 61%.
Wow.
So sometimes when you look at the territories, they actually had the kind of biggest wow factor.
And in fact, we tried, hi, this is Cynthia. We tried to look at the United States as it relates to the rest of the world. And so a number of our maps and our spreads really show the United States and its relationships to other countries. So one of the things that I found most striking is where we sold most of our weapons to, because the United States, of course, has a very large weapons industry, defense industry. And if you look at where we sold the disproportionate number, sold or gave weapons, it was to countries such as Egypt and Pakistan. And given the Arab uprisings, it's no wonder when you realize that the United States government, with our consent, actually was arming the Mubarak regime for generations. It's no wonder that now a lot of Egyptian pro-democracy activists are a little chary of the United States support of the pro-democracy movement. So that was one of the maps that I really found myself kind of looking at again and again once I got the figures.
Yeah, to hear these notions and concepts, to see them in graphic form really does bring it home. And one of the surprising things to me was your religion map. Baptist colors almost the entire South from Missouri and Kentucky on down. Didn't realize it was quite that big. Catholics cover most of the rest of the country. And New Yorkers might be shocked to learn how tiny the slice of pie is that belongs to those who identify themselves as Jewish.
Yes, it's 7% in New York. Isn't that surprising? But that actually jumps off the page in terms of the proportion of people who identify as Jewish around the country. And in the other highest states, including California, it's about 3%. And for the country as a whole, it's not even quite 2% of adults who identify themselves as Jewish. That's in the landscape, as you've said, Wayne, on the kind of big picture landscape, that's a very tiny slice. And I think for those of us who live in perhaps pockets of greater religious diversity, we're surprised by that.
In fact, the numbers are so small that Jewish doesn't even get its own color on your color-coded map.
not on the map of the entire country.
No, it's really the Baptists that leap out at you after you've looked at all the blue of the Catholics.
Right. Well, this is a subjective question, but which states come off looking best? I'm going to put you guys on the spot.
Well, we do have one overall index of kind of well-being, which is, you know, always a little dubious. But in many ways, and I don't say this because of where we're based, but in many ways, the Northeast region actually comes up looking pretty good in terms of health indicators, in terms of overall well-being, and even in terms of the economy. Now, that's not to say that there aren't serious problems here in this region, as we know there are. But the Northeast, we're certainly in a stronger position than many parts of the country.
You know, I'd have to agree with that.
But you know, one of the other things that struck me, I think, Wayne, as we did all this data gathering and mountains of data to try and turn into something that is really visually engaging. But that is, I think, because I grew up on Long Island and now I live up in Boston, I kind of imagine the American South as being, I don't know, kind of lumped together, you know, that Alabama kind of, I imagine, is pretty much the same as South Carolina. But in fact, on many indicators, in fact, the South is really diverse. I mean, if you look at percentage of the state populations that own their own homes, there is no solid South. Mississippi has the highest rate of home ownership, one of the highest in the countries, and certainly amongst the highest in the South, whereas Georgia, just two states away, has a much lower rate. So I began to think, well, I've got to rethink this thing called the South. It's not as homogeneous as a Northerner sometimes slip into imagining.
Hmm. What about your book makes you proud to be American, and what part makes you say, we need work?
Well, I think that we did this book in some measure to contribute to kind of the larger conversation about who we are, and one of the things, and as Cynthia just said, one of the things that's really striking is what a diverse country we are, ethnically, religiously, economically, and there's a lot of strength in that, and I think Americans should be proud of that diversity and protecting that diversity. I'll loop back to where I started earlier. The inequality, though, in our society, the inequality in wealth and in well-being, if you look at health indicators, is pretty shocking.
And in fact, we do quite a few comparisons with other countries. And we, you know, I know at the Olympics and so on, Americans who go to the games or maybe sit in their living rooms and root do the chant, you know, USA number one, USA number one. But in fact, there are not many things that the USA today is number one in. If you look at infant mortality or high school graduation rates, or investment in education, the United States is not number one. So we have a lot of catching up to do with the rest of the world. We might have to change our Olympics chant.
So an A for diversity, a D for poverty and economic justice. Does that sound about right?
You're a good grader.
But there's always room for improvement. We love those improvement grades.
Joni Seeger, Cynthia Enloe, your book is fantastic. I have to say it makes a great gift if you're a map geek or you're a politics geek. The Real Estate of America Atlas.
Thanks a lot, Wayne.
Pleasure.